All this week, we're focusing on a new housing crisis. People shut out of the market because of a lack of homes and rising prices. It's also a problem for renters in most major markets. The lack of apartments is leading to higher and higher rents. Well, the San Francisco Bay Area is the epicenter of California's housing crisis, with some of the highest housing costs and rents in the country. But as Matt Levin of nonprofit news site CalMatters reports, some residents are pushing back.
The moment Alex Shirenko saw the zucchini, he knew it was going to go viral.
Berkeley City Council meetings are kind of crazy places. When something happens, it's going to reverberate, and this was absolutely one of those moments, yeah.
Shirenko is a Berkeley-based housing activist. At a city council meeting last year, a developer was trying to get a permit to build two houses on a lot that only had one. But Berkeley has regulations about how much shadow can be cast by new housing. So to convince the city council to stop the project, Scout Shays, a neighbor who lives next door, brought a prop. This audio is from a public recording of the meeting.
I brought a zucchini because I love to garden, and in order to garden, you need sunlight. But the zucchini exists because I don't have a big two-story house next door to me right now.
Twitter quickly dubbed her the Zucchini Lady. She's become a symbol of the challenges to new housing development in the Bay Area. Housing activist Shirenko again.
Yeah, this is why it's hard to build new housing. All these issues kind of conflate together, and this is a big mess, and this is California.
For pretty much forever, developers across the country have fought regulatory hurdles standing in the way of new housing. But as home prices and rents have soared, a new voice has joined them. The YIMBYs.
YIMBY stands for Yes in My Backyard. It's about saying we need more homes.
Laura Foote Clark used to work in sales for Yelp, making $45,000 a year. She couldn't afford San Francisco, where a one-bedroom apartment now rents for $2,500. She got started with the YIMBYs after she got a letter in the mail from a nearby homeowner opposing a new development.
Heaven forbid a duplex, and it was going to be ugly, and the neighborhood needed to rally around and oppose this dangerous assault to neighborhood character. And I was like, am I allowed to curse on NPR?
Clark is now executive director of the YIMBY Action Network. They have about 1,700 members in the San Francisco Bay Area. But they also have chapters across the country. They're in Austin, Denver, New York, pretty much anywhere where rents and home prices are rising. YIMBYs go to those boring zoning board and city council meetings you see on cable access, and they push for new housing projects.
I got asked so many times, who's paying you to be here? And I was like, no one could pay me to care this much.
In California and in most other states, multiple public hearings are needed for new housing to get approved. And that's just the first of many regulatory steps before a shovel can actually touch dirt.
CEQA, initial study, environmental impact report, notice of public hearing, design review, architectural review.
David Garcia is a housing researcher at the Turner Center for Housing Innovation at UC Berkeley. He's listing all the regulatory hoops that California developers have to jump through.
The number of bedrooms required in the project as a percentage of the overall project.
Garcia says that individually, each rule may make sense. But collectively, all those regulations create uncertainty for developers, which raises costs.
In America, we've created this system where every single project needs to be poked and prodded and examined before we've given it its thumbs up that, you know, this project can build and more people can live in our communities.
He says it's tough to estimate how much exactly these regulations add to housing prices. But the costs and lengthy delays are a major reason not enough housing gets built. And the YIMBYs are now looking to elected leaders to trim those regulations. Earlier this year, the YIMBYs scored their biggest political victory yet. Democrat London Breed was elected the new mayor of San Francisco.
And I plan to change the politics of no to the politics of yes. Yes, we will build more housing.
The YIMBYs campaigned for Breed, who made building new housing a major part of her platform. They're hoping Breed can help dismantle what the YIMBYs consider the Voldemort of housing regulations, single-family zoning. Here again is YIMBY Executive Director Laura Foote Clark.
Right now in San Francisco, over a third of our parcels are zoned single-family home only, where it is illegal to build multifamily apartments.
The YIMBYs have their detractors. They've run afoul of some anti-gentrification groups who say new construction threatens their communities. They're often criticized for being too cozy with the Bay Area's tech industry, who provides a lot of their funding. But even those who sympathize with the YIMBY's agenda sometimes just don't like their tone.
This is the spot where the zucchini was. It's cucumbers this year. I have tomatoes. garlic.
Scout Shays, aka the zucchini lady, shows me her backyard, right next door to where those two new Berkeley houses would have been built. In retrospect, she regrets bringing the zucchini. She knows how petty she comes off. But she says she was really there to support the renters in the house next door, who she thought were being unfairly treated by the developer. The YIMBYs didn't support the project because of those concerns.
When the YIMBYs come and say that I'm opposed to affordable housing, that's not what I am.
Ironically, Shays is exactly the type of person the YIMBYs need to expand their political clout. She's young, progressive, and sympathetic to the argument that we need to build more housing. But she's also a homeowner who likes her garden, and she still doesn't want shadows cast in her backyard. For Here and Now, I'm Matt Levin.